2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. Whoa, here it is, the Monday edition of the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, which may or may not be 15 minutes. Should we change the name? Should we change it to something else?
Hey, we should call it When You Run Out of Gas, You Stop the Car and Walk.
That's a long name.
Ask for it by name.
That sounds like a Danielle name.
We should rename this Till We Run Out of Gas.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Out of gas.
There's Froggy, and there's Scotty B, and there's Scary. There's Garrett in front of that incredible balloon wall.
Yes.
There's Straight Nate. There's Gandhi. There's Danielle. And there's Dave Brody down in the den.
Hello.
There you go. Brody's coming off his birthday weekend. So happy belated birthday to you. I know you and your family went out for the very first time since the pandemic hit for a dinner together. How was it?
It was good. We went to a rooftop restaurant. Well, it had a rooftop. And we had three heaters around us, those tall heaters that shoot heat down on you. And it was actually, it was quite nice. It was much warmer than we thought. My family all had blankets on their legs to make sure that they weren't cold. And we had a really good, once I got over the weirdness of it, like I forgot how to eat out, it was nice. It was a good time. But there was a weird thing that happened. There was a table behind us, and there were two girls with their backs to us, and the other two girls who were at the table weren't sitting there yet. And they weren't talking to us. They weren't facing us. And somehow the conversation of politics came up at my table with my wife and kids, and we were talking very strongly about some people of political nature. And one of the girls kept turning around and looking at me and then look away. And then we would keep talking and she kept turning around. So I thought she objected to who we were saying nice things about. And I was getting really mad. Like, who's this girl? She doesn't like who we agree with. And screw her. I'm going to say something. And then eventually she turned around one more time and made eye contact with me and said, I'm sorry to bother you. I had my mask on. She said, I recognize your voice. I'm a big fan of your show. And so here I was all ready to get upset that
you're ready to pounce, weren't you?
Yeah. And so she said to say hi to everybody. And then her other two friends came out of the bathroom and they did the thing with their hand where you go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so they made a big deal out of it, which my family hates when people make a big deal. And they said, oh, girls, do you know how cool your father is? And they were like, no, we do not.
I have a question
so
about
cool.
My wife said that was my birthday present, that we found some
that
people that
liked me. That
is a nice
birthday present.
Yeah. Yeah, we found someone that liked you. Happy
That's
birthday.
That's nice. That's nice.
What,
Garrett?
So Brody, this being your first time out, back in a restaurant, did you send anything back?
No. Actually, here's the thing.
He forgot.
It was funny because on our Instagram page, Elvis Duran Show, you guys put up my picture and said, wish me happy birthday. I would say a third of the happy birthday wishes were, hope your meal goes badly and you get free dessert. Like they were wishing bad things on me so I could get something for free.
For good
As it
things.
Turned out,
well,
the meal
the
was absolutely
You love the
perfect.
Sport of it. So the
yes,
meal was perfect?
So
What's the name
perfect.
Of the place?
It was Town Bar in Morristown, New Jersey. Really COVID efficient, rather, as far as masking and separating. And the food was terrific. And although all of us ordered something special or different or changed, everything was perfect. I couldn't have been happier.
Your whole family does that?
No, my kids are kids, so they didn't want the zucchini that came with their steaks. So they got something else instead.
Okay.
The point was we all changed little things, and sometimes you get like 80%, 100%. But the interesting thing about the waiter, no matter what you asked him, he responded with, "My pleasure." Oh, can I get another soda? Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh, that was nice.
So my pleasure became our catchphrase. Like, oh, you want me to open the door for you? Oh, yes. I go, it'd be my pleasure.
Why don't we start using that phrase a little more in our everyday life?
My pleasure.
Okay.
My pleasure.
So. Hey, Froggy, look at you against your fake brick wall. The countdown is on. Froggy is driving over to Tampa on Saturday for Sunday's Super Bowl.
Yes. I am
you must be so excited.
I really am. Like, I'm counting the days. I have my meals planned out all week. I know what I'm eating. I am ready to go. Saturday morning, we will leave the house around 10 o'clock. I'll be at my friend's house, who actually used to play for the Buccaneers back in 2002, who has a Super Bowl ring. We're going to rub his Super Bowl ring for good luck on Saturday night before we go to bed. And then on Sunday, we will go to the Super Bowl. And I am so excited.
Wow, look
Can't wait. We have plans.
You're beaming.
I am. We have plans. We have so many plans. Everything's going to go right. The only thing is the weather has changed a little bit. It looked like it was going to be like 76 at game time, but there's a cold front rolling through, so it's going to be in the 50s during the game, which is fine for football.
Cold weather football is fabulous.
Yeah.
Stay home, Froggy. Don't go.
I don't give a shit if it's 20 degrees, I'm going. I will figure a way.
If it monsoons, he's still going to be there.
I will be there.
So I guess Tom Brady's a vegan, Froggy. For good luck, you should probably go vegan this week.
I'll do whatever it takes for the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl. I don't care.
All right. So I don't even know what we're doing. So Alex, are you just going to sit there and eat pigs in a blanket and just watch the game, I guess? Yep. I don't know.
Well, hold on.
I love doing that. That's my favorite thing for big games, to like have a little appetizer buffet at home.
Some nachos.
Yep.
There's only going to be 22,000 people, so they're saying that our cell phones are going to work perfectly during the game. You know, usually when you go to a big event, your phones don't work. I'm going to be FaceTiming everybody I know from the game. I'm going to be like, yeah, bitches, at the game. Look at this shit. Yeah, go Bucks.
Everyone's going to love you for this.
I can't wait
for you to report live from the game.
Oh, I will.
I wish they had the Super Bowl while we're on the air, like during the morning.
Yeah, so that would
be
cool.
Let's go live to the Super Bowl.
No,
with Froggy.
I don't want everybody to hear how I act during a football game. I know how you act. Lisa recorded it last time. I know. It's not nice. I know it's not right. It's just the way it is. I don't need to hear it back. I don't need to see it. I get it. I don't want to see it. Nobody wants to see how they act when they're upset.
You do get out of hand. No. That's okay.
It's not out of hand.
You know, Froggy.
Go ahead, Brody.
I was just going to say, Tom Brady kisses his son on the lips. Froggy, maybe you should do that as well for good luck.
You should kiss Caden on the lips.
If it means we'll win the Super Bowl, okay. Whatever.
There you go.
I'll do it, whatever. I just want to win.
Nate, you seem so distant today. Have you guys noticed that Nate doesn't seem like he's fully in gear?
Well, he's upset about his refrigerator.
Yeah, I got a lot of things going on.
And you went
to
the proctologist, too. What happened
there? No, urologist. Worse.
It was Elvis's?
So I've been having issues with my flow lately, for
drippage?
Lack of a better word.
Huh?
Dripping? Have you been dripping?
Okay.
I got all sorts of problems. We don't have to get into the exact symptoms.
Scotty, why do you have to add?
I think the word flow is enough. It's all we need to know, flow problems.
Problems with the flow. So I talked to the doctor, and he asked me my age. I said I'm 41, and he said, well, you really shouldn't be having prostate problems yet. We're going to have to do some more exams. So, I have to go tomorrow for an ultrasound of my bladder. So they have to see if I'm emptying it, and if they don't get results on that, they have to do what's called a cystoscopy.
Oh, let's talk about it.
What's that?
Do you know? Okay.
We don't know. We want you to teach us.
So.
Oh no.
Is that as exciting as going to the Super Bowl?
Oh no.
Do they have to poke something in your pee hole?
So.
Stand up and show us.
Please say yes.
I'm actually going to go to your Zoom rooms right now.
Oh.
I'm going to show you what they need to use for a cystoscopy.
I'm not looking.
We'll show us.
Oh! So they need to see inside
and
go.
Can someone hold that up so people can see what we're looking at?
Yeah.
Looks like a Nate, from a pirate ship.
Nate, show us on the bottle opener, Nate.
Shut the fuck.
So they put that in your pee hole?
Right in there.
Right in the urethra, Franklin.
Because they have to see if there's blockage or something wrong with the bladder. And I'm like, am I awake for this?
This looks like it's going to cause more problems than what you already have.
Hold on, Nate, I have a question. Hold on, I got to block this off my screen. Hold on, Nate. Are you awake while they do this, or do they numb you?
Yes, I'm a fucking wake.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the gynecologist, fellas.
Yeah,
yours is bigger. You have a bigger area.
Yeah.
They don't know what I got.
I'm telling you right now.
Unhappy ending.
As you know, I've had a bunch of surgeries. I don't care. I've had my head completely split open. I've had everything done. The worst part of every surgery is the removal of the catheter. It is the most painful, uncomfortable thing in the world, and you got to be awake.
I'm out. Well, hold on. It's not 100% sure you have to do.
Oh no, he said schedule it. So they're calling me today to schedule it. And so
you know what you could do, and I bet it works sort of like acupuncture.
Live with it?
No. As they're cramming that thing into your pee hole, you should have someone like tickle your balls.
That wouldn't help. That wouldn't help. I'm sorry, I can't.
You should always practice with like a little drink stirrer at home before you get started. At least you'll know what it's going to feel like.
Gandhi,
shove that up your stuff.
Show it again, Gandhi. This is what they're going to shove into Nate's pee hole.
So when the doctor's explaining to me what a cystoscopy is, and when he said the word, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And he goes, yeah, it's about the size of a pen. And I'm like, what kind of pen are we talking about here? And he goes,
Sharpie.
Oh, about like a Bic pen.
When you see things like that.
Did you say Bic?
Bic.
Yeah.
Not Bic.
When you see things like that, it seems so medieval, doesn't it? Like they used to do this when they would do bloodletting with leeches back in the 1800s.
I see Game of Thrones.
Yes. I've been really good with dealing with stuff.
Why are you holding a penis?
You put that penis down.
By the way, that's my penis bottle opener. Put that back in my office.
All right. I've been really good dealing with stuff medically. You guys knew I had the angiogram. They stuck a wire into my brain. They've done, I've had open heart surgery. This one, I don't know.
I agree with you. Now, Nate, did you ask, can they put you out? Like, did you ask, can they numb the air?
He goes, no, we use a numbing gel. You'll feel movement down there, but you won't feel pain.
Oh, there's no way, dude.
I believe him.
Of course you do, because you don't have to go through it.
Guys, I don't feel bad.
We go through this all the time.
Exactly.
You guys are babies.
No, you do realize gave birth to something the size of a watermelon.
The birth canal is much larger, and it was indetermined, and it was intended for that. This was not the pee hole is a one way.
Excuse me. Do you know the size of Preston's head? And I ripped, and they had to sew me up. So I don't feel bad for y'all. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know how the fuck they're gonna sew it up.
Gandhi, yes. Have you ever experienced anything like this?
I have not. My penis has been working totally fine lately, but I'm hoping that whenever I turn 41 that this isn't a thing. I'm sorry, Nate, that's going on.
Nate, for you, they can use a much smaller needle, so you're fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do have that going for me. But regardless, it's going to be up there. And do I make it a little bit easier for them to work with? Do I just make it as small as possible? I don't know.
I don't know if you can really.
What, you walk into a cold room?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think you have any control over it. I think if they start cramming a lightsaber up your pee hole, I think you're pretty much out of control.
Can we talk about something else?
Yes, please.
I like this.
Can we talk about other procedures women have to go through all the time that are
wrong? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So I was just on the phone with a good friend of mine this weekend. I believe the procedure is a colposcopy. Is that it, Danielle?
I don't know.
If you have an irregular pap smear, you have to go in and they literally like clip out a piece of your cervix.
Stop.
They cut it out. They take it away.
Oh, yeah, to do a biopsy of it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think Lisa had to have that done. It was the coning of her cervix or something she had to have done. She said it was very painful.
A lot of people have to do it. The girl I was talking to, this is her fourth time that she's getting it done. So this terrible stuff that ladies deal with all the time.
Cone your cervix?
Yeah, Lisa had that done right when she and I started dating. Really put a hamper on things.
Talking about this?
Oh, no. We've mentioned it before.
I can't.
A friend of mine just had her period for a lot longer than she was supposed to. God. So they went up there and they had to like scrape around and stuff and fix things.
Guys,
so
the scraping is the worst.
It's not all fun and games over here, guys. It's
grow up, Nate. All right, come on.
Yeah, Nate.
To quit fucking gatekeeping, I gotta have a fucking thing like this.
Shove a tube in your penis and shut up.
Smoking joint.
You don't have a dick. You don't understand what it feels like. It hurts.
Oh my God.
You don't have a vagina. You don't know what that feels like either.
You're right. I had the catheter taken out for like the first week after it comes out. Every time I went to go to the bathroom just to go number uno, it felt like sandpaper. It was so uncomfortable. It's so painful. Like, Nate, I am so sorry, Nate.
I can't listen to this anymore. Can we talk about unicorns or something?
Nobody is listening to this anymore.
I think we're out of time.
Oh, did we run over?
Not yet.
We're finished.
I think we got a few more minutes.
What else do you want to talk about?
Froggy, would you go through that procedure that Nate has to go through if it meant for you going to the Super Bowl?
Hold on, to go or they're going to win for sure?
and yes, if you go through it, they win.
Oh, yeah, I would do it.
Really?
Wow. For them to win. I'm telling you right
now,
I haven't wanted many things in my life as bad as I want them to win this Super Bowl. I'm telling you right
now. That stick up your pee hole so the Bucks win.
Whatever it takes. And I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy. Every single night since I knew I was going to the game, I've been saying my prayers every night, and including please let the Bucks win the Super Bowl. So I'm hoping that God wants the Bucks to win the Super Bowl. But I'm sure there's somebody else praying for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So I'm probably getting canceled out, but I don't care. I'm still doing it. I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes.
I hope God focuses all his energy on this.
Me too. Right. Thank you, Brody. I appreciate that. Thanks for being on the home team.
God has nothing else to do.
God, it's only a pandemic
going
on.
God, if you would, please, Lord, can you leave Sunday open and just focus on Tampa and the Super Bowl?
Right.
Thank you.
I do something else that's really stupid, and please tell me I'm not the only person that's ever done
something.
This. Yesterday, I was throwing something in a garbage can, like a piece of paper, and I said to Kate, if I make this, the Bucks win the Super Bowl, and I made it. And I'm like, yes, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
You got to stop doing that stuff, because you're going to miss it, and then you're going to blame yourself. So
right.
Don't do that.
Or, like, Froggy, what if you do everything perfectly, and you've prayed to God, and you've done all of these things, and you still lose? Are you going to lose faith in everything?
No, then I'll just believe that for some reason it wasn't meant to be, and that it's just there's something better down the road, because everything always happens the way it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, the Chiefs. Okay. There's something better down the road.
All right, Jets fan, why don't you shut up over there? When's the last time you even went to a Super Bowl? You were alive?
Yeah. Hold on. Yes, I was.
Here we go.
Froggy, is Jesus going to cover the spread?
That it wouldn't be a God thing. It would be the fact that the Chiefs were better. I wouldn't say they are better.
Correct. I agree. I agree.
Think
you're right.
We're out of time. Are we out of time, Coach?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, now we're over.
Okay. This has been the worst 15-minute morning show podcast ever.
I loved it.
Tom Brady could have a thing up his penis and still throw 2 touchdowns. So
he could.
You could blow up a football with that thing, I'm sure.
I'm sure he has.
He doesn't like those. He likes them deflated.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, yeah. Oh, here we go. That joke's as old as a Jets Super Bowl.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.